Hey AJ, how are you doing?
Good morning, how are you?
I'm doing well, I'm doing well. So I got your file. I just want to make sure I've got everything correct here. I know you sent me a few applications. So the first application I got was it had the Texas address. And then did you send me the other application from a different email address? I'm trying to find it.
I don't think so.
Me take a look. All right, yeah, I got it. Okay. Oh, so yeah, here's the problem. The address still need they can't accept it, and here's the reason why. The application still has your it still has Texas as the physical street address, and it still has your physical address in Texas. It doesn't have your addresses in Florida.
I sent you one with the Florida one.
Did you?
Yeah.
The one that I got, it has the Florida billing address, but then it has the physical address of Texas and your physical address in Texas. It's kind of a mishmash of both.
The reason, well, I don't know, I could change it around.
Is there a physical address in Florida?
Yeah, there is. You know, where the corporation is registered.
Well,
That's the
because the
reason I put
bank
it there. I can.
Go ahead.
The only reason I put the Florida address is that's because where the corporation's registered, you know?
Is there a location in Florida?
There's a mailing address.
I thought there was two locations. Is everything now in Texas?
No, we're in Florida.
Okay, so is there an operational, is there a business operation, not just for mailing, is there an operational office in Florida? Okay, so that's an, I mean, that's the question that's going to cause, and I don't want to, I'm just trying to help kind of get your deal by underwriting in a sense. If we have this other address in Texas, it's going to cause more questions because the bank statements have your Florida address, so they're not going to be able to link the businesses.
Yeah, I got you. So you need to resend it.
Yeah, can you when you have a chance, please?
And you want the physical address is Florida,
And your
or
physical address in Florida since you're a Florida resident, correct?
yeah, all right.
The only reason is, I'm just trying to, like I said, give you the best shot of getting approved. I hope you don't understand. I hope you think you don't think I'm trying to give you the runaround. I'm just trying to get you the best shot of getting approval.
No, I understand.
Cool. Thanks, man. I'll be standing by, okay?
Yeah, it'll be a while. Don't be near the computer for probably a couple of hours at least.
No worries. I'm here all day. I just want to give you a heads up because I know you're a few hours ahead of me.
Okay, now one question. Now, what's the latest I can get it to you? The reason I'm asking is if it doesn't get approved, I'm going to go someplace else.
I mean, you can get it to me whenever you want. I would tell you that I'm not here to like push you on anything. We're pretty well versed in the financial services industry with working capital. There's a lot of people that overpromise people in our industry, so I think you working with us, you've got the best chance of getting approved with us. I also tell you off the record that there are some companies that will lend at very, very nasty terms without
Yeah, I
asking these
know.
questions, but I wouldn't suggest going down that road because they give people like 3 month terms. They don't do anything for people. They just hurt them.
Three times is everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
There's
but
some lenders in our industry that charge like 50% interest for 3 months. It's crazy.
did you say 50?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, they're very, very aggressive. So they don't ask these questions and people pay in return. It's not something that we offer.
Yeah, no, it's not something I'm interested in either. All right, I'll get it to you as soon as I can.
Cool. Thanks, brother. I'll be right here.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.